Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle with Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high of 49. And currently it is 42 with clear skies at the Grandview Triangle.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Take the Stairs Day?
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of that.
I like
for sure.
That too.
Whenever applicable,
mm-hmm.
Take the stairs. Get a little more... Get your hamstrings tightened up a little bit,
yeah,
man.
Get them steps in.
Yeah, for sure. Look, this morning, D, we got to talk about them cops on 71 yesterday. I don't know what was going on.
I saw.
And ice vehicles up north. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about it, D.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Oprah Winfrey gets candid about her weight loss medication. Streamer Casanet talks about self-doubt. And Jill Scott shares her guilty pleasure.
Can't wait for that. Motivation coming up in 10 minutes on this Get Right Wednesday. Hump it out, come on, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out. Hump it out. Life's troubles are difficult enough on their own. There's no sense in making them more difficult by fighting against their very existence. Except that there will be problems. Expect to deal with them and prepare accordingly. Then, when they arise, you can devote all your energy to a positive response. Any effort wasted on anger, resentment, and wishful thinking steals from your ability to address the problem. Instead, put your focus on the good and useful actions you can take. Your attitude plays a major role in the quality of results you get. So when it counts most, make sure your attitude is one of confidence, competence, and purposefulness. Countless people have lived very good and fulfilling lives despite all sorts of challenges. You're positioned right now to continue that fortunate trend. Accept that life will hand you numerous problems. Be eager and capable of giving your best response. And rather than adding your own angst to the problems, you'll transform them into opportunities for excellence. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 49, and currently it is 40 in Raytown. Oprah Winfrey has always shared with the world her weight loss journey, but this time she shares how her new weight loss medication quieted the constant food noise in her head.
The first day I took that medication, about 6 hours after I took that medication, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was no longer thinking about what am I gonna eat? What am I gonna eat for dinner? I didn't know that people like yourself, people who haven't suffered from obesity, are not thinking about food all the time.
GLP-1s have been a very hot topic. It really kind of started, I feel like, in the last year or so where people talked about Ozempic and Mounjaro. Some of those medications were primarily for people that were diabetic. And now there are some weight loss medications that have been approved. You got your TERS, that's Zepbound, and so many other things. But find out what works for you. And, of course, please talk to your physician before you do anything of that nature.
Facts. Yeah, you said it all right there, D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you got to do, do it.
Yeah.
Safely.
Yes, please, safely. Mm-hmm. Switch it into the courtroom. According to Complex, on this week, the judge dismissed Chris Brown's $500 million defamation lawsuit against Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Apple Entertainment, the production company that was behind the documentary called Chris Brown, A History of Violence. The singer filed the lawsuit about a year ago, claiming that the documentary was filled with lies, but a judge ruled that Investigation Discovery, ID, followed proper journalistic standards in its 2024 documentary about domestic violence and sexual abuse allegations involving Chris Brown. I didn't even know this came out. Now I gotta watch it.
Damn!
Me neither.
So, there's that.
It's on your Tubi to-do list, D.
It's on ID. But yeah, sure. We'll add that in there. Shout out to, what was I gonna say shout out to? We'll save that story. We'll save that story for another time.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Damn!
Darn it. I'll let Kevin Hart do those. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
She said, darn it.
Gotta play it safe.
Oh,
it's
my
all
God.
In the brand. All in the brand.
Okay.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
D, you was telling me about this story in the Northland, and this is crazy. There was a dispute Monday morning, y'all, between neighbors that led to a fatal shooting of 41-year-old Chris Wells in North KC. Suspect is 42-year-old Jeffrey King. Now, per the probable cause statement, the victim's wife called her husband, Chris, for help after she noticed King walking toward their home despite a no-contact order in place. They said the police was called more than a dozen times for this situation, y'all. So and this is between like 24 and 25.
Yeah.
The order was approved by a Clay County judge in November. So when Chris Wells arrived, he confronted King and punched him because he's defending his wife, according to detectives. King admitted to police, quote, "That's why he shot him dead." That is chilling.
And it's also been reported that it wasn't one or two shots. It was at least 8 shots. And neighbors, of course, said, too, that the murder suspect terrorized people for over a year.
The police had been called so many times that it was like crying wolf. He just seemed to be getting away with almost murder. And then it came to that. The shots woke us up. Sounded like cannons going off. And I looked out and Chris was laying face down on the street. Jeff standing over him. He was a good man. He was a family man. He just pushed him to where he felt like he needed to do something to defend his family. At least $5 million would be what the bond should be. He should never get out.
And that's exactly what it is. King is being held on a $5 million bond for first-degree murder and armed criminal action charges. Investigators label him as a flight risk based on items found in his home.
I just wonder if 311 was called so many times, what could have happened if there might have been some actual measures taken in between that time? Once again, we don't know why those 311 calls were happening. We don't know if it got violent, but it sounded like it did this time and it was fatal, which is unfortunate. So,
man, I just noticed with altercations a lot of times in this day and age, man, it always turns that way.
And this has been festering for almost 2 years. So, it's a very unique situation.
And when you approach my wife again, I just want to encourage everybody to just take a chill pill, man. Just take a second and third and fourth and fifth thought. Never go off the heated reaction you have in that moment of whatever is going on, man. Just like we always say, we always want to encourage everybody to just have a little grace in your life today. That's all.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, being married, you know, this ain't no marriage propaganda in your voice.
I was finna say, let me sit my chair back.
But there are a lot of good things. And one of the benefits of being married for me, you know, I became a dog person.
Aww.
I did.
Isn't that cute?
It is, man, because before, you know, I had a preconceived notion about dogs and how they were in the house. Like, what are y'all doing? Why do y'all treat dogs a certain way? Well, I totally get it now, man, because me and Lil Kingston, you know, that's my dog. That's my homie. Well, Wayside Waifs, they're offering $25 pet adoptions going down this week. So they're trying to make more room in their animal shelter for more animals who are in need. So that's why they're having this special adoption this week. So this $25 adoption promotion is going down till Sunday the 18th. And the special includes all adoptable animals, meaning families or individuals interested in a new pet can adopt dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, and other small mammals for just $25, man. The price includes spay and neuter surgery and microchipping as well.
Which are very important things to have.
So a full list of animals up for adoption is available on their website at Wayside Waifs. And if you know, want to adopt, you can visit them at 3901 Martha Truman Road. That shelter is open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. So, D, go ahead and get you a little carry-around dog, man.
I'm all right. But my hat is a tip to anybody that has any type of pets, especially multiple pets, because it's not just that, it's all the responsibilities that come with it that, you know, I never really understood until my best friend, you know, she has her dog and she tells me everything. And I'm like, oh, you have to think about this, the insurance. So I know it's a lot that comes with, of course, having your little companion. But shout out to all those that
little baby, the little doggy
that take care, that are responsible pet owners. Let's send some love around the town.
shout out your dog.
Yeah, shout out your dog real quick.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
And love to all the cousins that's constantly tapping that Hot 103 Jams app and tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. We love and appreciate you so much, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins in that Hustle and Shine text line. Good morning. Shout out to McKinley Redmond. Happy 9th birthday. Hope you have a great day. Run the pockets to all your family members. Also, big love from Stacey Davis. Happy hump day. She said, hope you two have a blessed day. And also we might have got that same exact message from Rich Harris. We appreciate both of y'all for sending so much love our way.
Always.
Shout out to Zane and Sanaya, Miss Sarah. Sending much love to Bree, Monet, Marquand, and Kyrie. That was sent from Mama Kiera.
Where the cousin with the minions at?
We ain't seen her in a minute, cousin. Where you been? But shout out to the cousin, Mama Kiera. I hope I said that right, because you got a lot of kids. She said, shout out to my kids. I know you got a full house. How many times you got a grocery shop? Last but not least. Yeah. Sound like Mama Kiera got to. And last but not least, we were talking about dogs and pets and our little companion. So major shout out to the Sorrells family dog named Blue.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout out to all the dogs.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time, high of 47, currently 36, clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle. Popular streamer Kai Cenat opens up about his mental health as he has a very candid conversation with his mom about embarking on a new journey.
Real commitment to pursue them, because usually at the times I've achieved so much and I've knocked down goals I always wanted to do, and my mindset in my head, it's just like a lot of self-doubt. I'm not even depressed. I'm not sad. It's just for some reason I'm having like a lot of self-doubt, because it's out of fear of stepping back from what I'm primarily known for, which is content creation, and pursuing in another goal. voices in your head saying you might not be able to do it.
I got to send Kai Sinead some motivational minutes. Look, I think that self-doubt is just a natural thing. It's just a part of the process of you being a human and having concern about your future and what you're about to do. I credit him and salute him for going into to a new direction in his life and having a new challenge. But it's all about doing it and getting it done, y'all. That's all. That's all it is to it. Just dive in head first.
Yeah. And I saw comments of people like, well, he has so much money. Why is he worried about this? Or he has self-doubt. No matter if you are poor, getting by, rich. Doesn't matter if you're overweight, skinny, tall, short. Self-doubt, like you said, is a natural thing. But at the end of the day, it's up to each of us to change that narrative for ourselves and say, okay, I'm not going to move out of fear just because I have these reservations.
Yeah. And you never know what that person's individual fulfillment is. Maybe streaming isn't giving him what he wants out of life. Yeah. Maybe he wants to do something else, something more impactful to people. Yeah. I salute him for that.
And he'll be jumping in the fashion industry, so I'm sure we'll be talking about him again pretty soon. Tamar Braxton says she is ready to clock out the streets as an interviewer asks her if she wants to be a wife.
Girl, yes, I am a wife. I am not no streetwalker. And I'm upset that I'm still in the street. Like, what's going on?
Why are you still in the streets?
Because
I know your DMs are full. Are you just not wanting to look?
Right utilization. There's not the right gas, okay? I take premium. It's getting very much regular unleaded.
A streetwalker, as somebody who I know and love would say.
She's been married. I was trying to look. I think she's been married twice or three times.
To the Vincent guy.
I remember Vincent Herbert. That's how you said the Vincent guy. The record producer.
He ain't lying.
I'm not familiar with this game.
Oh, yeah. He's responsible for a lot of his songs.
She tired of getting them streets. Tired of being a street
walker. Well, at least she's just not accepting anything. Because,
girl,
like she mentioned, we know your DMs is popping. But that doesn't mean that you need to just go with anything happening.
Yeah.
So, ow. Good thing on that.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So if you was on social media yesterday, or if you was driving down 71, you noticed that it was a brigade of police officers.
The block was hot.
Boy, wasn't it. Clocking everybody going down 71. And also along with that, almost at the exact same time, you had what was presumed to be ICE vehicles. It was like a brigade of those vehicles up north by Worlds of Fun, from my understanding. Now, we had a report of ICE agents and a community watch in the historic Northeast. They're trying to, you know, protect their families and make sure that their kids get to school and home safe, because there was some reports about ICE agents being around schools and stuff in the historic Northeast. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, with all of this stuff, D, I'm just wondering what's going on in the city right now.
Yeah.
What exactly? I just want to get to the bottom of this. And
of both of those things?
Yeah, like, it's like,
I don't know if
these
they
happen
connect
at the same time. I don't know if they connect either.
Right.
I'm just pointing out that these things happen on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to reach out to all the cousins out there. Maybe you're driving down 71 yesterday like D was yesterday. Tell us your perspective on what you said. It was a low-key traffic jam or something.
Yeah, I mean, I was driving down 70, you know, and then I looked to the right shoulder. It was about about six officers on those motorcycles. Mm. And it was just a lot of presence that it was slowing down traffic. This is like 11 o'clock. Maybe noon in the daytime down 71. So it just caused everybody to just kind of go even farther below the speed limit and figure out what's going on. Yeah, because what's going on? What's happening out here? Did we miss a party? So I know that's their job, but it was a traffic jam happening.
I mean, did the police want to debut their cute little new uniforms yesterday or what? Like,
when I looked at them, they wasn't looking at me. Like, they weren't looking at the drivers. I saw them, you know, they might have just pulled up too. So I'm not necessarily sure, but the day before that, I saw they had the radar going out, making sure everybody was driving a reasonable speed.
We need our cousins to tap in with this, D.
Yeah, we do.
We need some help trying to figure this out. 816-540-1033. What do you think is going on around Kansas City right now with all the police presence that was happening on 71 yesterday, and plus all the extra ICE agents and reports of that going around in Kansas City? Hit us up and let us know what you think is going on.
They gonna be outside with us so they can meet their quota. that's about it. I was on that highway four times from 7 to like 2. And they did not leave that highway at all.
Dang.
What was you doing?
I run errands.
Mm-hmm. I thought the quarter was supposed to be toward the end of the month. They do it
that's
at any point?
I think they just trying to be out here in the streets.
Trying to get a head start, yeah.
Yep.
All right,
so
cousin.
They can have an evening at the end of the month. Mm.
Well, we appreciate you tapping in. Be safe out there. Keep them tags up to date.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, cousin. Go ahead with your comment.
You know, they down here got these trucks disguised as ISIS trucks, but they down here to control these little out-of-control white men. Mm. That's all.
That's why you think the ICE truck's out there, cousin?
Yeah, they out here for the little white men. They have to bring out the big dogs.
You know what ICE is supposed to be doing?
It's supposed to be out here to control the environment of these immigrants.
So how you tying the YNs to that?
Because the YNs is the new immigrant.
We wishing you a good day, okay? Don't get on nobody's nerves at work.
Oh, that's my job.
We already can feel the energy.
All right, have a good one.
I think it's part of making America great.
You think that is what makes America great?
I mean, somebody's thinking it is. Right. I'm not thinking it is, but I'm thinking that's part of what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. They got to control the virus first and get all them drugs under control before they can make it.
And all
race.
Of it is just happening on 71 Highway in the middle of the hood, huh? Ain't nothing going on in North Kansas City, huh? Yeah. Ain't nothing going on in Overland Park or Olathe. They got to be right there on 71, huh?
Because they know that's where you get on the highway at. Stop playing like you don't know all the crime is right here. We
it's not.
Here.
It's not. That's the misconception and lie I'm trying to get you to see, Mrs. Cindy. That like no, we
but
just,
that can also be the misconception that they have on the outside, which is why they could be posted up in these areas because that's the perception, even though it's not true. Can that be a factor?
Yeah, I think so.
So
that's
what
all
we
I'm saying.
Do as a people? What are we gonna do as a people?
With which specifically?
ICE. We gotta protect our people in our community.
Well, we've been seeing people have watch parties and do other things. So it sounds like a collective thing of keeping your eyes peeled, speaking up when you're seeing things and letting other people know in the community, hey, this is what's going on. This is the elementary school they're at. These are the type of things that it sounds like we're going to have to do as a community and just speak up and stand with each other. So that sounds like one of the many things that we have to do.
Because I saw all that on 71 yesterday. I got back in my car, took my ass back home.
Yikes.
Thank you for calling, Miss Cindy. We appreciate you. Have a good one.
Bye, Brian.
Hustle and Shine. Good morning, cousin. What's up?
Good morning. First of all, I would like to say what old girl said about the YNs, out of line. Like,
out of pocket.
We don't need that type of energy.
Facts.
Yes. I feel like they here for what they've been here for in every other state to get illegal people, but the way they're doing it is not right.
And it doesn't seem like they're even getting the illegal people from what it sounds like across the country.
No, they're just getting people. But YNs, like, we don't need to stir up nothing else in Kansas City. We got enough.
Facts.
You real.
Facts. Thank you so much for calling up. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good one. Continue to be a blessing.
You as well. Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 48, currently 35, sunny skies in the River Market. Actress and singer and one of my favorite people, Jill Scott, tells Angie Martinez what her guilty pleasure is. Mm.
It's your guilty pleasure. Oh, gosh. I happen to love the drama between Blueface and Chrisean Rock. I think that's a pimp, and I think that she got caught up with a pimp.
She has an interesting side, too.
Listen.
She got a little Sheila in her.
Mm, right. It's a guilty pleasure. I just find it fascinating.
Oh, I thought she was above that.
I mean, you know, it's always funny because people have the perception that because people are maybe high profile or they have this certain class about them, that they don't watch what everyday people watch. Michelle Obama and even Barack Obama, I remember at a point where he dropped some of his playlists and it was music on there where people were like, oh, Barack Obama's listening to this? Like, oh, wait, he likes this? And when they mention some of these people, they're like, you're kidding me. You're watching reality shows every now and then? And a lot of them are.
I gotta think about what my guilty pleasure is. I don't know. I don't know if I got one.
I'm sure you do. You just gotta think about it. Think about it and we'll talk about it tomorrow. We got some more headlines. Katie Barris and Todd Tucker ended the year with some breakup news, of course, after she filed for divorce. And now it seems Candy is trying to get some things straightened out when it comes to parenting and the finances for their children. According to US Weekly, documents reportedly reveal that last week Candy filed demanding a hearing be set to determine parenting time and child support as part of her divorce from Todd. So hopefully they figure all that stuff out. They were with each other for the holiday season, of course, I'm sure, for the kids. So, you know, hopefully everything is cool and calm and steady. Last but not least, in the reality space, NeNe Leakes will appear on Bravo's newly announced working title series, The Real Housewives Ultimate Road Trip, which Andy Cohen just recently announced during BravoCon.
What's going on?
So, of course, you know, she's not on Real Housewives of Atlanta anymore. It's been that way for, I think, a couple seasons now. Mm. But she'll be back for The Ultimate Road Trip. I'm sure that'll be very messy, and maybe that can be added to Jill Scott's Guilty Pleasure list.
Okay.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for... birthday announcement.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those reserved, strategic, and critical Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to 80s hip-hop icon Slick Rick. A big happy birthday to opera singer and life coach, and the reason we have all those Braxtons. Happy birthday to Evelyn Braxton. A happy birthday to actor and former professional football player. I remember him as Apollo Creed. Happy heavenly birthday to Carl Weathers. And last but not least, sending over birthday love to record producer, actor, author, entrepreneur, and a hip-hop icon. Happy birthday to LL Cool J, one of the best to ever do it.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, LaToya Thomas Wright, Chrissy Nicole, and Melly Evans. Sending birthday love to Sharon LaMasters, Tara Cassidy, and Prentice Burleson Jr. Happy birthday, Justin Aloha Schaefer, Latasha Millsap, and Nikki Tubless. Happy birthday, Shandu LaDonna, Danita Jordan, and Star A. Jones. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, Jordan Tucker, and everybody else born on January 14th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This Chevy.
Hey, Chevy. What's Big Box Chevy. What's going on?
What's up, y'all?
What you up to?
Nothing. Just chilling today.
What that check engine light looking like? You know them police is looking for you.
They ain't looking for me. I ain't even in my car. But the check engine light is on it.
Oh,
yikes.
Praying for you, praying that Jesus be a mechanic for you, okay?
Lord have mercy.
Hey, that is.
All right, cousin, we got a gift card to give you lunch on us to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
No doubt, I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it well. I represent
Queens.
She was raised
from Brooklyn.
Hey!
Okay, cousin,
count through.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank y'all.
No problem. We appreciate you. You are getting that gift card to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. If you could take somebody with you, who would it be?
It's going to be my people.
Okay, I'm going to do it well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Date night on you. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's talk about AI psychosis. Researchers are looking at rising reports of grandiose spiritual and romantic delusions from vulnerable individuals obsessed with AI systems and chatbots. According to Dr. Marilyn Ray, there are individuals who turn to chatbots for emotional support. Although there is no associated clinical diagnosis, there is an increase in cases where AI systems are validating or co-creating mental health symptoms. Cases show that AI chatbots may be reinforcing and intensifying inaccurate information and delusional thoughts because they are trained to validate a user's belief, mirroring individuals' tone and language and not discerning what is happening in real life. Please remember that models of AI are not trained to challenge false information, but a human therapist is. So be careful with how you engage with AI for information. It is not forward thinking. It only uses information it was previously fed. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.